A toast to the lady member, 1885 to 1900. There was no licensure in the architectural profession of Gilded Age America. Therefore, architects relied on acceptance in the professional associations for credibility. At that time, there were two such organizations, the Western Association of Architects, based in Chicago, and the American Institute of Architects, located in New York. Of the two, the WAA was considered the more liberal. In 1885, Louise submitted her application for membership to the WAA. Originally, both Louise and Robert submitted applications for membership, but Robert ultimately withdrew, fearing that members would erroneously credit him for Louise's work. Upon Louise's successful application for membership, the WAA revised its rules to include women in their ranks as membership rules. The AIA would admit Louise in 1888. While members unanimously supported Louise's admittance, some were skeptical that a woman could perform the duties of an architect. They questioned if she could successfully superintend the construction. Robert was right to have withdrawn his application, for her detractors would have used it as the evidence they were seeking, just as Louise and Robert had predicted.